was very, let's say, hoping that these negotiations could go again, so all the parties will have their rights and the right to have their own state. This was very, I think, a very good statement, according that the negotiations have been stopped since more than 5 or 6 months. But the problem is that the Israelis are still going on in the settlement policy, and they refuse that the reference of any negotiations would be the resolutions of the Security Council. We have presented at the last meeting our views to how to pursue the negotiations, and the Israelis are supposed to answer all these points in the next meeting, which will be held, I think, at the 26th or 27th of this month. But for the time being, there has been not any encouraging sign from the Netanyahu government that he would stop settlements or that he accepts to refer to the Security Council resolutions.
Yes. The Pope was speaking about these talks, and he said that there is a need for the leaders of both sides to adopt courageous and far-sighted decisions in favor of peace. Exactly. Do you think that the Palestinian leaders now possess similar courage and far-sightedness that the Pope is talking about?
We have been always. You see, the policy of President Mahmoud Abbas has been always that any solution to our problems with the Israelis must come through negotiations. But these negotiations must have a good starting point. So I think that the Pope has invited to the international community to be creative, to be inventive in making such negotiations go on smoothly, and we are ready to come to negotiation again if the settlements policy of Mr. Netanyahu stops and if his steps in East Jerusalem stop too.
Last year, we saw the start of a UN process that could lead to international recognition of Palestine as a state. And in fact, as you were mentioning, the Pope expressed his hope that peace talks would lead to a lasting peace, which guarantees the right of the two peoples to dwell in security in sovereign states.
Yes.
What was your take on that comment of the Pope's?
No, we do hope with him that this year should be a new year where we see the Israeli part and the Palestinian part go on through negotiations, but on solid ground, on solid conditions, you see, not to go to negotiation for the sake of negotiation, but for the sake of attaining a result, concrete result. That's our position, and we continue to be, you see, very willing to make a solution, a result, under these conditions which are unanimously in the world accepted. If the settlement policy continue, everyone says a disagreement. If the swallowing of Jerusalem, you see, and making it a fait accompli continues, we have to think over again, you see, and to make the necessary pressure on the Israeli government in order to come with new ideas about how to continue the negotiations in a serene and very calm atmosphere, which would make some concrete results.
So are you saying that if Israel doesn't make these concessions in terms of stopping settlements and annexing land in Jerusalem, are you saying that you will go ahead with your bid at the UN in other ways to become recognized internationally as a state?
Yes, this has nothing to do, you see, with the negotiations. When we presented our candidature to the UN, we said it doesn't mean that we will stop negotiations. It doesn't mean that it's a blow to our fixed policy, to our constant policy, which must be negotiations, you see. We will see how to do with this, because for the moment there are some problems, especially with the U.S. government, which, as you know, has said that he will oppose its veto. But we will see what will be the best way for us, that this demand continues to be examined by the Security Council or by the General Assembly if we see that there is no hope with the Security Council. We are studying all these options for the time being.
Realistically, then, what do you think the current talks being brokered by Jordan can achieve?
We hope a lot, you see, as Pope Benedictus has expressed it, that the efforts of Jordan would continue in order to achieve a certain result, you see. And we know, all of us, that Jordan is itself against the settlement policy of the Israeli government and other practices. But we hope that there will be other parties in the international field, like the U.S., like the European Union, which will exert their pressure, you see, so that these negotiations could come again, you see, with a certain result.